This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's incarceration rate is the highest in the world and costs the state $600 million a year. So how do we change that? Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Burnett Johnson says,
nobody's trying to get murderers and rapists and armed robbers out of jail. We're talking about alternatives to incarceration for low-level offenders.
Yet Louisiana is one of only two states that allows criminal convictions by less than a unanimous jury. The ACLU and the Innocence Project both suggest 10-2 verdicts have contributed to Louisiana's soaring jail population. Ruston Representative Rob Shadwin says he's not sure that's a factor.
I would be more than willing to look at some facts. That may be a contributing factor. I don't think it's the main factor.
Shadwin has served three stints as a public defender. What's his take?
Under the guise and banner of tough on crime, we have beaten our chest and rattled our swords to show how tough we are, and the punishment is not always proportionate with the crime.
For example?
Until last year, second offense possession, simple possession of marijuana, was a felony. We're locking up a lot of people for a longer time than they need to be locked up. So let's look at sentencing in general and see if we can bring some common sense back into it.
Justice Johnson agrees that's one of the solutions.
The comprehensive solution to Louisiana's over-incarceration must include reducing the length of excessive criminal sentences and providing pathways back to work in society.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.